welcome along to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Epic Knight.
And I'm Andrew Knuckle.
And today on the show, we're talking about the top Instagram and Facebook accounts to follow. So who are the big property influencers that it's worth following on mainly Instagram, but sometimes Facebook as well? And I think this is really important because, let's be honest, vast majority of us, we're scrolling through Facebook, we're watching the Instagram stories, and I've always felt that it's really beneficial if you are able to fill your feed with really good stuff. So the sorts of posts and the sorts of stories that are actually going to help you learn something. And so we've got a really good mix of accounts we think you should follow, both a mix of people who have millions of followers, ones that are really small as well. And then we've also got a mix of international, New Zealand accounts, men and women, and a whole range of opinions and different strategies. So I'll jump in with number one, and then Andrew and I will go back and forth. So number one on my list is a guy called Beardy Brandon, and he's big American account. You might know him from Bigger Pockets, which is another American kind of social network for property. His Instagram account is at Beardy Brandon. That's Beardy as in has a big bushy beard. And the reason I really like his account is that he, A, shares a lot of the basics, but then B, goes into quite a few different strategies that are quite unique and we don't really think about here in the New Zealand market. So for instance, he is really into trailer parks. So that's where he goes and buys big pieces of land, big lots, and then he fills them through of people where they bring in their, I guess we'd call it in New Zealand, a big caravan, and they park it and they live there. And that's an option that is available in America, and that's how some people choose to live. So that's the way he invests. So that's just so different from what we would do over here in New Zealand, where that's just not an option. So it helps you think in different ways. Now, a couple of things just to be aware of when you're following these big American accounts, though, is that the numbers are often different in the states. Gross yields are much higher. In some places, properties are so much cheaper because land zoning laws in some parts of America are just so loose. And so often you'll see that there will be American investors who have their properties on principal and interest, and the rent covers all of it. Now, that just wouldn't happen here in New Zealand because the numbers don't stack up. It's also important to note that sometimes these American accounts will be buying 50 units at one time. Now, that just wouldn't be available in New Zealand because it's so much harder to get lending here, where it's easy to get over the state. So very much worth following, would recommend it, but also just be aware of those differences that not everything applies to New Zealand. What's number two on our list of 10, Andrew?
Before I go into that, I just want to say, with the American space, it can be really tempting when you see the numbers. I was tempted to get in there, and then when I saw that Matt Gilligan couldn't do it, and he's probably got a bit more time and resources to invest in researching than I do right now, I decided, no, I'm just going to stick to what I know. Number two on the list is Demo Torino. And now, Ed, can you just help me with the pronunciation here? Is it Tej Della?
I thought it was Tiger Della. I don't actually know. Sorry, team.
Now, listen, this is why I deal in numbers rather than giving the announcements over the airport security for people's names, because I'd be terrible at it. So sorry if I pronounce your name wrong. He's got his family and two boys on there. So really cool. He's into flipping houses and he's done six in the last 2 years. And it's cool to look at kind of what he's actually doing. So actually see the start product and the end product. So really interesting from that flipping strategy. And the great thing is these are all New Zealand houses. So you could literally see your mum's house or your friend's house or your uncle's house on there. This is really true to the New Zealand market, which again, I think is really good if you're going to get into that flipping strategy, because you don't want to be looking at everything in America or UK because their rooms might be smaller. What they get away with is different over there.
And even the way we furnish properties is quite different. So yeah, really recommend that account. Next is on my list, number three, is Investor Girl Brit. So that's at Investor Girl Brit with two T's. And I know this is one of Ilsa Wolf's favorites as well, because she is just such an amazing renovations focused investor who I think she was originally in Canada and now is living in America doing a lot of flips. Now, the reason I wanted to include quite a number of female property investors, especially female property investors who are really active, following an active strategy, is I remember I received an email, Andrew, probably, I don't know, a year and a half ago when we first released the Epic Guide. And we were talking in the Epic Guide to Property Investment, which we've just updated, by the way, everybody should check that out, that if you're going to get into renovations or flips, it's probably very useful if you have got a background in the construction industry. And I remember getting an email from an investor saying, hey, perhaps that might be a bit discriminatory because fewer women have a background in construction. And I think it's important to note that there are so many good female renovations-focused investors. I know we're going to do a book review on a book that goes over some of them from around the world in a couple of episodes' time or in a couple of weeks' time. So I just want to really highlight and say there are so many great female renovations-focused investors on Instagram that you should definitely check out. Investor Girl Brit is one of them. And one of the things I really like about her account is that I've seen quite a few really practical time-saving tips. So if you're going to paint a whole heap of doors, how do you do that really quickly? I've seen quite a bit of that content, which I really like. And she's...
How do you do that quickly?
Oh, it was. I'll have to send it to you. I'm not going to try and explain it on the podcast after the flashings thing where I took 3 minutes to explain what a flashing is. So I'm not going to get into it. But really, really good stuff. And she is now moving more into commercial, bigger units. I see she was doing some stuff in terms of self-storage. But there is still a bit of DIY-focused content in there that's worth looking at.
Next on my list is 50 by 50, and this is another New Zealand one. Again, this is one of Ilse's favourites or top tip ones. So I don't know how Ilse finds the time to follow all these things, but she absolutely absorbs everything. I'm guessing she sleeps for about an hour a day because that's the only way you can get through everything. Three guys, Sam and Emmett, who you might recognise from the TV show The Block, and also their friend Chris, and the goal is to own 50 properties by the time the youngest one turns 50. Now, this one's very entertaining, very funny, very personable. They've got a really good community focus. So they give $1,000 to a local community trust for every project they do, which we think is really cool. And actually, you may have seen them on the news because they recently bought a property via Zoom auction while in managed isolation. So really cool.
Next on my list isn't actually about property. It's about wealth in general and mindset. It's Black Wealth Movement. That's at Black Wealth and then Movement without any vowels. But you know what? I'll just link it down in the show notes. And I really love this account because it's social media content made by African-American people for African-American people. And I just love it because it's trying to encourage ambition. It's trying to encourage prosperity and saying, hey, this is a really good thing. And I saw one of their posts. It almost gets a bit religious, but I love it. One of their posts says, exercise for an hour before complaining about stress, sleep for 8 hours before complaining about being tired, get into deep work for 4 hours before complaining about deadlines, complaining about your problems isn't going to fix them. And I was like, I just love it so much because I always think that motivation's like bathing. You've got to do it every single day. You've got to get motivated and jazzed up every single day. And I love that account because of it.
That is such a weird analogy. I love it. Next on my list is another American one, Dave Ramsey. I actually listened to his podcast. The great thing about lockdown is you got all this extra time where you're not traveling. And so when I'm doing things like tidying up the kitchen, and probably why I don't do a good job of it, is I listen to podcasts. And so I was listening to Dave Ramsey, very much a money management and their focus is paying off debt. So this definitely comes through in their podcast and their Instagram. It's, again, quite interesting, that kind of American mindset. So I remember listening to a guy that rang up and he wanted to know whether or not he should pay off his student loan or whether or not he should pay off his mortgage or whether or not he should invest his money. The direction was definitely to pay off the debt, which maybe wasn't necessarily the advice that I might give in that scenario, but they're definitely about getting rid of the debt, getting rid of that burden on everything you have. So not, I don't know that they were encouraging much in the way of investment properties over there. So we don't agree with everything that he says, but definitely having control of your money, absolutely. He's religious, so it is quite religious at times, but you know, you can have a wee chuckle. One of his favourite catchphrases, everyone that rings up and says, how are you? He says, better than I deserve, which I thought was quite funny. Which also a little bit ironic, because if you're taking control of your money and you're better than you deserve, well, that's actually what you deserve.
Just two things that I want to mention there. The first around student loans in America, that is a really important point to bring up because their student loans, my understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, but they're interest-bearing, whereas ours aren't.
Yes, absolutely, they are.
So unless it's going to affect your servicing in New Zealand, the general advice, not personalised advice, but general advice, would be keep it as long as possible because you're not going to pay any interest on it. Other thing just to note around Dave Ramsey is he suggests that you shouldn't buy an investment property unless you've got all the cash for it. But of course, here in New Zealand, A, that wouldn't be possible, and B, that would take away the main benefit of property, which of course is leverage. Let me jump into number 7 on our list though, which is just called Wealth. So their Instagram handle is @Wealth. Now, this is another American one, and this is one I follow religiously because it is very aspirational. And there's a lot of stuff, and I shared this with one of the team because I said, you will read their posts and you will think, that's me. You know, that's what I'm trying to go for. And it's always great when there's another account or somebody else who can explain the things that you want in a better way that you can. One post that I recently saw that I really liked was one with Jeff Bezos on it. And it said, if hard work only made you rich, everyone with a 9-to-5 would be a millionaire. And I was like, oh, it's so true. I love it. I love it. And then I get all fizzed up, ready to go for the rest of the day.
I actually really like this one as well. And I do like, even though the quotes can be a little bit cheesy sometimes, you know, a beach with some white text in front of it, I do quite like them. And I often take screenshots. My phone is full of screenshots from that particular one. Next on my list, and I am going to butcher the name, I'm sure, is Maria Fitstrom. Is that how you say it, Ed?
Oh, it was close enough.
Okay, and it's @MariaLovesRealEstate. She's a Finnish lady and she specializes in making things look really new and modern, but cheaply. And I think that's a really important thing. And actually, just to go back to Ed's comment before about, you know, potentially less women in construction, one thing that often is true for females is they've got a great eye for design. And so whilst they might not necessarily have the construction background, the fact that they're probably often really great with the aesthetic side of things, I guess they offset each other. And this is a great example of this. She does DIY desks and DIY bubble vases. I don't know what a bubble vase is, but Ed will tell us about that because he's written it in my notes. What's a bubble vase, Ed?
So that's where she got, I'm pretty sure, they were like little half circle styrofoam things, like circles, so half spheres, and she was gluing them onto the outside of a vase, and then she got some sort of, I don't know what you call it, plaster, went around vase. So instead of buying, you know, a vase for, I don't know, $100, she made it on the absolute cheap. One other thing that I saw was, you know, she made a desk, and the way she made the two legs was she got some cardboard or something, put it into a kind of oval, and hot glued on wooden little strips on the outside and then painted it around. So really interesting. Like it looked very, very high end and I've just butchered the description of it, but it looked really, really good, but she'd made it very cheap.
And not only that, you've just shown that you never obviously buy vases. Who's spending $100 on a vase?
Oh, look, is that a cheap or is that expensive?
That seems cheap. To be fair, I don't know.
I don't know, Andrew. I mean, I don't know when the last time I bought flowers for my partner was, but anyway, here we go. Number 9, and this is probably one of the smaller accounts on this list, but I really like it because I have quite a few Instagram chats with her. It's Rethinking Fine. Now, this is a New Zealander, a self-described millennial mum, and I think it's very brave, actually. She shares her actual net worth and her actual lockdown budgets. And so she's like a normal New Zealander, got a couple of kids, and is just openly sharing their numbers so that you can kind of get a sense and compare it with your own. And, you know, if she's saving a bit and maybe she's spending a little bit less than you, then maybe you can think, oh, maybe there are some things that I could cut back on if that's what you want to do and that's the right thing for you and your specific strategy. So I really like her account. She's probably got about 2,000, maybe slightly over followers. Really recommend following that account. And as I said, I've chatted to her on Instagram several times and she's just so nice. So if you send her a message, she'll probably reply to you. I'm pretty sure she listens to the podcast as well. I didn't tell her we were going to talk about her on the show anyway.
Now, the last one on my list, and again, an Ilse hot tip is, and again, me with my getting this name right, Gally Alex is what I'm going to say. Is that correct, Ed?
I think it's Gaily Alex, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so again, another female who does renovations, really good quality content and shows all the before and afters. Awesome design. So this is great if you are going to get into the renovations, just to get some of those design inspirations, because again, often these things are done on shoestring budgets. So it's good to get an idea of what people are doing, how you can make plain colors still look good quality. So recommend that as well.
And two other accounts I just recommend checking out. The first is Ilse Wolf. So she's been on the show several times, runs Opus Accelerate. She's just at Ilse with an I, Wolf NZ. She shows her actual numbers and she shows a lot of the renovation content, less in her feed, more in her stories. And also check out us. We are at @opus_partners on Instagram. And we're actually also on TikTok. And some of our stuff has actually gone viral on TikTok as well. It's quite amazing. And what we try and share is we break down our 15-minute podcasts and try and put them in 10 images. So you can go check that out as well. But certainly those other top 10 we mentioned at the start, definitely recommend following. And we'll link them all down in the show notes. And just before we wrap up, want to read out another review. This one came from Luke and Nick, which was a 5-star review. And their one says, informative, fun, and well executed. I've been listening to this podcast religiously for the last 8 months, and I just can't get enough of it. Especially love how much detail they go into. And they always explain things super clearly. Amazing free resource for property investors. Thanks, guys. Hey, Luke, we just want to say thank you so much for listening into the show over those last 8 months. We really appreciate that you've allowed us to become part of your property investment journey. Hey, look, let's wrap it up there, but please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, make sure you tune in for tomorrow, because we are going to be talking about body corps versus residence associations. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Evan Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicol.
Tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.